With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It has the makings of a possible epic battle. Congress hoping to avoid a government shutdown, but there are some catches. Ben Thomas has the story.
Lawmakers return to Washington next week, and they're not close to completing work on the dozen annual appropriations bills that will fund government agencies during the next fiscal year. So they'll need to approve a stopgap measure to prevent a shutdown when that fiscal year begins October 1st. House Republicans have unveiled legislation that would fund the government until late March, when a new president and Congress would have final say. But they've also added a hot-button immigration issue, requiring states to obtain proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate or passport, when someone registers to vote. That's a non-starter in the Senate, and Democratic leaders there warn it greatly increases the odds of a shutdown. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump said he would propose additional federal funding for law enforcement agencies.
The first spending bill I sign, I will make a record investment in hiring, retention, and training for police officers. So important.
Former president was addressing a fraternal order of police meeting yesterday. Earlier today, he was rallying in Wisconsin. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance says Kamala Harris is actually to blame for some of the inflationary prices that she's now threatening to remedy through price controls.
The only thing we need to do is boot her out of office, bring back common sense, energy, and economic policies. That will solve inflation. Competitive markets solve inflation. You don't solve inflation by having a government bureaucrat determine what price you're allowed to sell something for.
United States informing allies it believes Iran now has transferred short-range ballistic missiles to Russia. This is SRN News. Well, the states are sorting themselves out when it comes to abortion.
According to data from the Society of Family Planning, the number of abortions is increasing the most in California, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. Abortion numbers are declining the most in Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Louisiana. The report also indicates that more and more women are using drugs to end their pregnancies rather than surgery. Abortion pills now account for more than half of all abortions in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Hampshire Supreme Court upholding a school district's policy aimed at barring parents from being informed if their child is living as the opposite sex while at school. In a 3-1 opinion, the court upheld a lower court's dismissal of a suit filed by the mother of a student. She had sued after inadvertently discovering that teachers were helping her child live as the opposite sex during school hours. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on an effort to stop the creation through 3D printers of machine guns.
That pounding, repetitive sound of automatic weapon fire has hit the streets of this nation like jackhammers.
ATF Director Steve Dettelbach says small pieces of plastic and metal from machine gun conversion devices transform weapons into illegal homemade machine guns. 3D printing technology is being used in the transformation. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says law enforcement can't do this alone.
Combating this threat will take all of us.
The call is out to help to software developers, technology experts, and leaders in the 3D printing industry. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Typhoon Yagi has killed at least 4 people in Vietnam. Authorities say more than 70 others have been injured. More details at SRNNews.com.